It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to a Wisconsin actor and director who travels to classrooms introducing kids to Shakespeare.
First, three reports just out show that even though Wisconsin utility companies are meeting the state's goals for renewable energy, we're still lagging behind lots of other states. The reports are out from the consulting firm Clean Edge, the State Public Service Commission, and the Wisconsin Sustainable Business Council.
Thomas Content wrote about these three reports. He's with us now to talk about how Wisconsin's sustainability efforts measure up. He's the reporter on energy and clean technology for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tom, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, let's start with this report from consulting firm Clean Edge. It says our sustainability ranking dropped to 30th from 19th a year ago. Substantial drop. Why did that happen?
Yeah, it was one of the biggest drops in the country, and they're seeing a couple of factors here. Mainly it's because so many states are moving so rapidly to develop solar and wind technologies, and also because Wisconsin isn't seeing as much venture capital in that space either. One of the things that they noted is just kind of a decline in interest in kind of opening the doors to clean tech companies.
And we saw in your piece, you quoted a renewable energy advocate saying that that particular report should be a wake-up call for Wisconsin. What's the case they're making for the state to do more to boost things like solar and wind power?
Well, the case they make is that it's homegrown. It's homegrown, and once you put these installations in, the fuel cost is free. Obviously, they're intermittent, so there's challenges with that. But they're job creators as far as local jobs, and the concern that a lot of folks have raised is how much we rely on kind of energy that's produced outside Wisconsin to power Wisconsin.
Now, from the perspective of people who are supporting that move to renewable energy, that report of the three that came out is kind of the bad news one. One that they might see as better news, the state's renewable energy standard mandates that the state produces 10% of its power from renewable sources by the end of the year. The State Public Service Commission tried to measure that. How are we doing there?
Well, we're doing better than we beat the target in essence. We beat it 1 year early in 2013. The utilities had gotten to that 10%, so growing from about 4% in 2006 to 10%. And this new report, which just came out, shows that we moved up to 11% as of the end of 2014. And there's some utilities leading the way. Xcel Energy out of Eau Claire is generating nearly 20% of its power from renewables as of the end of last year.
Now, so far we've said the words solar and wind, Tom. This also includes biomass in this report.
That's true, and that biomass is a whole range of things. So sometimes some utilities generate electricity from the methane on landfills, so it takes a greenhouse gas that's coming out of landfills and converts that into power. And then, of course, you've got anaerobic digesters, which is taking one of Wisconsin's plentiful resources, which is, thanks to our great dairy industry, we're taking cow manure and making that into electricity. And then the third kind is there's actually We Energy's built a biomass power plant that burns wood waste up in north central Wisconsin. So there's several varieties there.
Now, that's a 10% mandate. 10% of our energy portfolio in the state is supposed to come from these renewables. How does that 10% stack up to what other states are doing?
Well, that's the thing. There are other states such as Minnesota and Iowa that have moved to a 25% standard and even higher. And California actually just adopted a 50% standard. In part because they're moving more aggressively on greenhouse gases, having their own, if you will, cap and trade greenhouse gas regulation. Ours standard is 10%, and it remains 10% of whatever the utility's energy sales are. And so the thinking was when it was passed that electricity sales were going to grow over time, and so would this mandate. But electricity sales have flattened out after the Great Recession. So right now, the concern that the advocates have is that we are we're kind of in need of a next generation standard, if you will, is the way one of the folks in the article described it.
Talking to Tom Content with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about sustainable energy production in Wisconsin. We got a trifecta, three different reports trying to measure how we're doing in the state. One we talked about, consulting firm Clean Edge, found we dropped in when it comes to states and renewable energy. One from the Public Service Commission. And then the third, Tom, Wisconsin Sustainable Business Council put out a report. Where did renewable energy fit into that?
Well, that was just one of the things. They take a pretty holistic and broader look at sustainability. Some people call sustainability the triple bottom line because it encompasses both economic, environment, and social. But on the energy side, they certainly noted that we've surpassed that 10% goal. But then on the other side, they're saying, you know, we're still a fossil fuel dependent state, 10th most dependent on coal in the nation. So that's a concern that they raised.
And why are we dependent on coal, particularly here in Wisconsin?
Well, it's just that's been our history. That's been kind of our manufacturing heritage to power our economy. And then in the last 10 years or so, we've seen new coal plants built in right near Wausau, and then down in Oak Creek. That's the power plant that We Energy's built and is co-owned by Madison Gas and Electric, as well as WPPI. And obviously, one of the big things going forward is that is being watched by everybody on my beat is the EPA greenhouse gas rules for power plants. And so some of the renewable advocates are saying that could be the state's best hope for adding more renewables. But there are concerns about the cost of the plan, and the utilities and the Walker administration have raised concerns about how some of the timelines for compliance in that proposal.
And as I understand it, the Public Service Commission for comments to the EPA on these greenhouse gas rules said Wisconsin isn't as suited to expanding renewable energy as a lot of other states. Why would that be?
Well, we don't have the winds of the Great Plains that, say, Iowa does. And so even though the wind technology is getting stronger every year as the turbines get taller and the blades get longer, southern Minnesota and Iowa certainly have much better wind resources. So if you look at that 11% that we were able to get for our renewables last year, a lot of that was wind farms that Wisconsin utilities built in other states, including both Minnesota and Iowa. And the PSC's point there is that Wisconsin, because Wisconsin utilities built those wind farms, they want Wisconsin to get credit for those emissions reductions, the carbon credits, if you will, that are associated with those projects.
And one of the things evaluated, I think, in that consulting firm, Clean Edge's report, it looked at research and development and production of alternative energy sources, and Wisconsin lagging there. I understand that there is a new kind of incubator coming in Milwaukee.
That's right. It's a kind of a partnership between kind of the state's large energy companies, including We Energies and Johnson Controls and Rockwell Automation, as well as the engineering schools at Madison, Milwaukee, MSOE, and others. And it's called the Midwest Energy Research Consortium, which is a multi-state group, but they're launching an incubator and energy for energy that actually could help Wisconsin's rankings in this report. When I talked to the author, he said the fact that we didn't have a clean energy incubator was kind of a strike against us, and so we can mark that off our checklist.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us.
Opening. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Thomas Content, reporter on energy and clean technology for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with us to talk about three new reports on sustainable energy efforts here in Wisconsin. You can see his piece on these reports at the Central Time Facebook page.